Heather, you have brought with you a second guest, an equally talented fellow who is involved in another conference.
Yes, we've got our 18th IESTED International Conference on Modeling and Simulation coming up in Montreal as well. The dates for that is May 30th to June 1st. And I've got with me a returning conference chair, Dr. René Wamkiw, and he's from the University of Quebec at Abitibi-Témiscamingue, and he is a professor in the Department of Applied Sciences there. So, Dr. Wamkiw, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome to the program. Tell me a little bit about the Modeling and Simulation Conference. And again, we want everybody to get a chance to go over to the IOSTED website. That's IOSTED.com. And when you get over there on the homepage, you'll see some of the conferences highlighted. And the Modeling and Simulation Conference is listed there. Tell me what this conference is about, Dr. Wamkiw.
This conference aims to provide a great forum for academic an industrial researcher in the area of modeling and simulation. It generally covers a wide range of science and engineering. This conference includes modeling and simulation methodology, environmental system and modeling, application in management and operation research, energy and power system modeling, modeling in biomedicine and biomechanics, application in automation, control and robotics, application and information technology, and communication.
That is a pretty impressive list.
Yes.
When you use the word modeling, for those that are listening to the show for the first time, what does that word modeling mean to you?
Modeling is to use physical law and mathematics to give a representation of a given system in aim to make simulation in this system.
So do I understand correctly that it is a paper rendition of how it's supposed to work?
Can you repeat, please?
Yeah. In other words, it's a definition of how the system is to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to, when I make a model, is to give a mathematical representation of a physical system.
Yeah. And you are the chairman of the conference, right?
Yes.
This is your second year as chairman.
Yes.
They invited you back. You must have done a good job the first year.
I suppose so.
What do you think is going to be different this year as opposed to last year?
I think we have, last year it was the first time to get this conference in Montreal. I think we experienced this last year and we really increase our experience. And so we think we'll have many participants. We expect to increase participants than last year.
How many people do you think will be there this year?
We wish to have, 1,050 participants.
Did you say 1,050?
100, please. Excuse me.
Yeah,
150 persons.
Yeah, that's a very good size group. That's pretty big.
100.
Yeah. Where are they coming from?
Around the world. They come from Japan, from China, from France, from Germany. They come around the world.
How many do you evaluate papers for topics?
This year, let's say, around 200 papers.
That's a lot of papers.
Yes.
Is that from 200 separate authors?
200 separate? Can you repeat, please?
Yeah, 200 papers from different individuals. Each person did their own paper?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot. Now, let me turn over to you, Heather, for a moment, because I want to ask a question about this modeling and simulation conference. And Dr. Vukovic, you may also have some thoughts about this as it applies also to the wireless and optical communications. Yeah. When I look at this program that Dr. Wamkui is describing, it's a very impressive program. It's got very great breadth and depth. There are a lot of industry participants that are very interested in this modeling and simulation technologies. This approach has been around for many, many years. Different industries have incubated their own standards. The same is true of the wireless and optical communications. There are lots of private companies and private industry that are keenly interested in what's going on, both with respect to R&D. When it comes to the sponsorship of these programs, these two in particular, the modeling and simulation and the wireless and optical communications, do you have corporate sponsors? Do you reach out to corporate sponsors? Or is, you know, Quest Communications going to be involved in the wireless and optical communications? Is General Motors going to participate in the modeling and simulation program? Or do you shy away from industry participation?
Not that we don't shy away from it. We just try and limit our sponsorship to maybe one per conference, if that. We try and focus a lot more on the academic side of it.
Well, how do you get your conference funded? I mean, aren't you leaving a lot of money on the table?
Well, we do have certain sponsors. Like, for example, we do have media sponsors and collaborating societies for our wireless and optical communications conference.
Yeah.
And so that just helps generating more attendees, and that will help with conference costs as well.
Yeah, sure, sure. Now, let me ask you, Dr. Vukovic, how do you feel about that? I mean, is it your view as chair of your conference? And Dr. Wamkui, I'm going to also ask you the same question after Dr. Vukovic comments. You know, looking at it from the standpoint of emphasizing the academic community, the R&D, is that, you know, do you, yeah. What do you think? Pros and cons on that?
Yes, I would like to mention that this is going to be the seventh wireless and optical communication. When it started, I would say that it was a probably more academic type. However, my goal is, and I think this year is a really example of that, that we are shifting towards having the participants from academy and also from industry, because I would say that these things needs to go together if you want to see the developments. So on one side, academic and research side, and on other side, applicability. So the seventh WOC is probably shifting a little bit from what we originally had a couple of years ago, which means that it's going towards involving industry more than it was in the past.
Yeah.
Example for that, we will have speakers coming from the industry as well from academia. So we'll have a balance there. We'll have also on application side people, or tutorial side, people who are involved in industry. So that's some kind of shift that I'm trying, and we are heading this year.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Wamkui.
Yes?
Tell me a little bit about your interest in having industry involvement in your conference. Is that a good thing for the modeling and simulation conference? And if so, how do you like to see that structured?
Yes, I think it's more important that industry come to this conference, because modeling direct the real application of modeling is and simulation is in the industry. And then we want many participants come from industry to this conference. Yep. Last year we had the corporation Opal RT as our sponsor. They bring so many practical application of modeling and simulation in industry, and some example from university, from many industries for application of modeling and simulation field.
Okay, well, you heard it right here on iOSTED Live. When we come back, we've got another fabulous guest we're going to add to the roster, and we're going to ask him what he thinks about the right balance between industry and academic participation in these conferences. We'll be right back. You're listening to iAustin Live. Don't go away. We've got more for you.